The Afghan forces disintegrated ahead of the Taliban's rapid advance. Now the militants are searching for thousands of Afghan soldiers and security officials. Columns of Afghan soldiers in armored vehicles and pickup trucks sped through the desert to reach Iran. Military pilots flew low and fast to the safety of Uzbekistan's mountains. Thousands of Afghan security force members managed to make it to the other countries over the past few weeks as the Taliban rapidly seized the country. Others managed to negotiate surrenders and went back to their homes, and some kept their weapons and joined the winning side. They were all part of the sudden automation of the national security forces that the United States and its allies spent tens of billions of dollars to arm, train, and stand against the Taliban, a two-decade effort at institution building that vanished in just a few days. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I am Rayan Walters, and this is Uncover Politics. It is my pleasure to have your company. You can now join the program on any platform of your choice at Uncover Politics on anchor.fm/Rayan-Walters. Uncover Politics on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Overcast, Podcast Addict, Twitter at Walters Rayan, Instagram at Rayan.Walters, and on Facebook at Rayan Walters. Wherever in the world you are tuning from, I am delighted to have your company. Please also remember to like, subscribe, and share your feedbacks. This podcast is committed to providing you with a new experience, better understanding, and a microscopic view of politics in every sense imaginable. We are going to be discussing the political upheavals, tensions, success and their failures, and their everyday impacts on our lives from Europe, North, Central, and South America, Asia, Africa, and the Caribbean in just 10 minutes. Or less. The tunes, lyrics of the late Honorable Robert Nesta Marley, reggae icon, Jamaican Rastafarian, somehow corroborates the mass return of the Taliban. The word Taliban in Pashto means student. A very deeply entrenched Islamic group that believe in the strictest sense of Islam has now overtook Afghanistan. 2 decades after a US-led ally tried vigorously to rid the country of the Taliban stronghold. The US spent over $800 billion on this war in Afghanistan, which lasted 2 decades. The Biden administration did not repeal and replace the policies of the Trump administration, his immediate predecessor, in drawing down US troops and ending the war. The United States of America armed forces left Iraq, and instantaneously millions of Afghan lives went into turmoil. What will become of the history of Afghanistan, particularly the role that the United States and its European allies played in ridding this Taliban stronghold? These people never stopped fighting. The United States spent 2 decades, recorded the longest war the country have been a part of. Certainly longer than the Vietnam War, the Iraq War. The Gulf War. And what do they have to show? What will become of these Afghan forces members who were depending on the United States to train, organize in how they defend their country? As President Joseph Biden said, any way that the United States had chosen, or anyhow they had chosen to leave Afghanistan, it was always going to be untidy. What happened to the hundreds of billions of dollars that have been spent on the Afghan forces to defend themselves and the country? It fell flat-footed. The Taliban's are now completely in control of Afghanistan. And one must ask the question, will it once again become a safe haven for terrorist attack against the West? Does the American take the words of the Taliban? Really? What do they see them as? Is the Taliban, in the eyes of America, a terrorist organization? Will America legitimize the Afghan state run by the Taliban? And what are the allies of the United States saying? They went in search for Al-Qaeda. Afghanistan was the safe haven for Al-Qaeda, who leader Osama bin Laden was the mastermind behind the September 11, 2001 attack on the United States. The Middle East, no doubt, from as far as I can recall in my lifetime, has been unstable. And by no stretch of imagination, this withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan has left a massive vacuum that has been filled so easily by the Taliban. They have controlled the Afghan capital, are in control of Kabul and other provinces of interest in the country. What is the way forward in terms of the Taliban's approach in scouring the country from Western imperialism? We have already seen and heard that there is a massive reversal in a lot of Western traditions and culture. Women have already feeling the wrath. Many of them, hundreds of thousands of Afghan girls, will no longer be allowed to attend schools, will not be allowed to drive, will have to cover their head and faces in public, and will literally be pushed on the back burner. Was this the best possible way the United States could have left Afghanistan? Were the Afghan forces ready to stand up and defend the country? What happened? How did the Pentagon, the State Department, and the White House not see this coming? What was the communication between the ground command, the US embassy officials? How could they left and within 2 days the country was overrun by Taliban, who no doubt is sinking fear in the hearts of millions of Afghan citizens? Some have run to neighboring countries, Uzbekistan, Iraq. Some were flown to Qatar on an American Air Force cargo Boeing jet. For those who are fortunate to land safe haven in America, they are still worried because their families are left behind to face the wrath and fury that one waits for it to be unleashed. The Middle East, deeply unstable right now. And you do not know which card the Taliban will play. And while the Biden-led administration is having high-level conversations with the Taliban, where will the line of compromisation be drawn? If the Taliban is still seen as a terrorist organization, as America finally decides to reverse its policy and negotiate with terrorists, and if the American-led administration, Joe Biden, legitimizes the Taliban, what kind of cooperation can the world expect? Can the Afghan people expect? The Taliban-led control. Obviously, it's not a democratic organization. It's not. There will not be free and fair election. And there will not be elections free from fear. How can the most powerful democracy in the world sit and negotiate with an organization that does not hold true to its Western values or its ordinances and statutes? Well, the truth be told, after 2 decades, it is clear to me that all the pronouncements by various administrations, how could tens of thousands of Afghan citizens are in fear, and thousands of Taliban militants overtook the streets? Was there a hidden recruitment? Was there a hidden organization? And the Americans left hundreds of billions of dollars of equipment and arsenals at the disposal of the Taliban's. Armored vehicles, weapons that is used in combat, are now in the hands of the Taliban. Well, Joe Biden's foreign policy has a massive dirt on its hand to wash itself off. And in all fairness, his administration did not start this problem, and neither will it end it. But the buck stops with the president at the White House. And whatever Biden does or do not do, it will continue a long and hostile relationship between both nations. Those are my thoughts.